Hello, and welcome to episode 51 of Common Prayer on Wednesday, May 20th. What if every single day we made time to adore God, to take time to remember what He's done for us, and to soak in gratitude and praise for Him? There's a high chance that we'd experience a reset, a brain less cluttered, a heart more joyful, and a soul at peace. The invitation is to start this practice anew today as we continue to cultivate a heart for God in prayer. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Common Prayer. It is so good to be with you again. I am, as I mentioned so often, but it's true, so grateful for the many of you that are listening along, that are praying along. I'm so glad to hear. I get comments often about those of you who are praying along, whether it's in your community group or with your spouse or by yourself. It is so encouraging to hear these stories of how this ministry, has been impacting your life. And so we are so grateful for the community that's developing around Common Prayer and grateful for you for tuning in and praying along with us. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in and doing that. You know, this past weekend, I had an interesting opportunity. I was out driving around for quite a while by myself, which honestly was the first time maybe since all this shelter in place started that I was able to get a really extended amount of time to myself. And it was amazing to let my mind just kind of breathe a little bit. And as I was disconnected from kind of the chaos of the moment, it allowed my mind to enter into maybe a prayerful posture in ways that that I felt like, gosh, it had been kind of starving for, and I didn't realize it. And as I was driving, I was kind of in and out of some mountain roads and up through just some beautiful areas of California, and had the chance to kind of just let my mind drift towards the beauty of God, which is something, again, so frequently throughout these times together and throughout the shelter in place, I've been a little more focused internally. What is God doing within me? How is my soul taking shape? How is my heart being formed? And this is one of those times where I was able to reflect a little bit more outward. And because of its, because I was able to escape for a longer period of time by myself, it really gave my heart a vision for God that I hadn't done in a while because I'd been so focused internally. It gave me space to focus externally. And it was just, it was wonderful to think of the beauty of God and the way, that even my heart was longing to just praise Him in different ways that, again, had just been missing. And in that, I came across this quote by author Richard Foster, who says this. He says, "Adoration is the spontaneous yearning of the heart to worship, honor, magnify, and bless God. We ask nothing but to cherish Him. We seek nothing but His exaltation, and we focus on nothing but His goodness." Man, I just love that. And again, if I'm honest, through this shelter in place thing, this has certainly not been the example of where my heart's been. It has not been centered solely on His exaltation, not centered solely on wanting to cherish Him, because there is a bit of kind of chaos that we've been working through. But it did bring me to a space where I began to reflect a little more on God, wanting to adore Him, as Foster uses that language. And, you know, it's interesting because he kind of talks about it as this spontaneous yearning of the heart to worship. And again, that's something that is so hard to cultivate. And often I don't find it cultivated within my own heart because we get so distracted. I mean, so much of what we've focused on throughout these episodes of Common Prayer is just the space to slow down and listen and focus to what our heart is doing because our world is not wired this way. It's not wired to slow. It's not wired to focus on God and the subtleties. And so one of the things I thought we would do today is kind of think through this idea of how do we cultivate a heart of adoration, where we do get to the space of spontaneous response. I mean, again, to me, it was a little discouraging that it took this extended period of time by myself to find that sort of adoration. And you know, I think, again, adoration happens in many ways intentionally, but a bit indirectly. Like there are, it's hard for us to just adore something like that. That's something that wells up within us. So in some sense, I think there must be space that is created, that we're intentional about creating space to cultivate that sort of adoration. And I think one of the ways we get at this is through our memory, through reminding ourselves of God's actions. It's one of the themes in Scripture that you see so frequently, particularly when the people of God are taking large steps into new areas and new ventures, is God often recalls and says, remember who I am. I am the God of your forefathers. I'm the God who has gone before you. And I think that to get to this position of adoration where it is this spontaneous welling up of joy and praise and worship within us, I think one of the routes we take to get there is through this concept of thankfulness, of remembering. Again, Scripture over and over shows that remembering God's deeds, remembering what God has done, leads to praise. It leads to a heart built around adoration. And so it takes this kind of conscious setting of our minds on the things that God has done. Again, this is part of the reason we do the examine every Saturday, as a way of making sure we're not skipping past these things, but thinking of those specific kind of works. God's goodness in remembering the things he's done, the goodness of God, he moves from the theoretical. It is no longer just a thought, a process, but it becomes tangible. It moves from the realm of abstraction and becomes concrete when we remember the things in which God has done. So what I thought we'd do for our prayer time today is kind of spend some time looking at that and doing that through Psalm 27. And I'm going to read part of this psalm and we'll just meditate on a little, a few pieces of it. So why don't you begin now and let's begin to settle into the moment. Again, I think so frequently we race from moment to moment. Again, I just think of driving around for that extended period of time. It allowed me the space to disconnect in ways I haven't in the last however long we've been in this. So I wonder if in this moment as we begin, if you could just take a few of those slow breaths, recognizing that you are here and God is here with you. And just sit in that. Sit in that reality that God is present right here and right now. And you are also there. Invite you again to come back to your breath and your breathing, and maybe it is a breath prayer to help just center yourself. As we begin to reflect on the things that God has done, let me read Psalm 27, just the first verse. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Consider again a moment that God is your light, your salvation. He is your stronghold. And because God is that, we do not need to fear. Now listen to the way the psalmist moves from that sure positioning to reflect on the ways in which God has shown up. When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. For the psalmist, this confidence is concrete. It's something in which, whatever the circumstances come, that foundation will not be shaken. And then listen to the request of the psalmist. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. In his sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. I want you to take a moment and consider this request, that one thing I ask of the Lord, one thing we seek, is to dwell in the house of the Lord and to gaze on the beauty of the Lord. I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to bring to mind some of those good things that he has done. And as those things come to mind, maybe you write them down, maybe you say them out loud. But as those things come to mind, I want you to be able to repeat them in some way and then simply say, thank you, Lord. Continually draw your mind back to the things that the Lord has done. And again, as the Holy Spirit highlights them, hold them there and simply thank you, Lord, in response. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Church, may we gaze upon the beauty of the Lord in all things, recognizing that in thankfulness, in remembrance, and in our memories, we cultivate a heart of adoration for God. So, church, may we remember well. And as you walk through your day, may you allow the Holy Spirit to give you the vision for the goodness of the things of God. Because it is in those things that we slowly cultivate a spontaneous heart of praise for our Father.
Well, thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. It's hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check back daily for more episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening.